Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Talk about his team, to talk about the state of the team, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything else in between. We welcome on our weekly guest. You catch him most Wednesdays here, but every week on Wilson and Norfleet, Hornets head coach James Borrego on the Technicom Hotline. Coach, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Happy to have you here. Happy New Year, right?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I would like to know. So we just played Charming or Chotch. And you've played this before with us. You know, charming is good. Chotch is not good. New Year's Eve weddings. Are those charming or chotch for James Borrego?
Well, it's, you know, it could be charming for somebody. So, hey, I'm not here to judge anybody. If that's their charming, go for it. So I'm probably not doing that. I didn't do that. I didn't think about that. But, hey, everybody's different. So if that's your jam, rock it, man. I'm okay with that.
You're such a nice guy. It's absolutely chotch. It's right. It's awful. I hate it. But I appreciate that you're a nice guy. Coach, we're coming off this Washington game. You got teed up, which is a rarity. I just want to know, like, why does this team struggle to get whistles on some night? Is there a commonality there?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer. It's something that I wish I could control. I just can't control it. And, you know, we've seen this discrepancy a number of times this season. And, you know, I'll just continue to control what I can and challenge our guys to keep going stronger, being more aggressive. You know, why it happens to us on the road like this at times, I don't know. I don't have an answer. Obviously, I was frustrated the other night. I shared that. And, but, you know, I got to get back into the moment of controlling what I can. I don't control the officials. You know, they do what they do. They make calls. They don't make calls. They get graded. They get, you know, the league's on it. They're trying to, you know, groom these young officials as well. So good luck to them. You know, they got to do what they got to do. But, you know, we got to control what we can on this end of the floor. And there's definitely things that we controlled in that game that we did not get done. And that's on us. You know, that's not the officials' fault. We could have stepped up to the line and made free throws. We could have got stops. You know, we had our opportunities to make shots. We did not. So, you know, there's obviously things that that are out of our control that I can't focus on right now. I got to focus on those areas that I can control.
With that, I mentioned you got the technical. What did you say to get the tee? I got to know. What was the straw that broke the camel's back for you to get the tee?
I can't repeat that here. I can't. You can imagine what I said. You know, similar to what you would say to an official at the time. Okay, so. You can be the example for me maybe when I get off the air. But look, I'm just fighting for my guys. I want to get some of those calls for our guys. I thought, you know, we could have had them, but you know, we move on.
Did you consider getting tossed?
I made my point, and I think I was okay with it. I made my point, and we moved forward. But you never know. I've been tossed once, you know, before. I didn't go into the game saying I was going to get tossed. In the moment, I didn't think I was going to get tossed, but things happen. So you never know.
This is why I'd make an awful NBA head coach, because I'd be like Don Nelson out there in his prime, just saying, please run me. Hornets head coach James Borrego on the Technicom Hotline. Again, Hornets Pistons tonight on Sports Radio FNZ. So we've really talked about a lot of the growth of LaMelo Ball here. The numbers have taken a jump. You know, he continues to kind of progress here. But we are kind of reaching the halfway part of the season. Where would you like to see continued growth from LaMelo in the second half?
Well, where I want all our entire team to be. And it's not Melo, it's everybody collectively. And it's defensively having more urgency, having more care, having more pride defensively, more consistency defensively, more physicality defensively. That's where our growth is from here to the end of the season. If we want to be relevant in the Eastern Conference, if we want to choose to win games in this league, we got to make a choice, a conscious choice, an effort choice, to be better on the defensive end. That's LaMelo, and that's everybody. It's not just him. Everybody across the board's got to step their game up on that end of the floor. We're not running out some crazy schemes out there. Everybody knows their job. We got to go execute it. And it really comes down to consistency, Nick. That's the biggest thing, is can we be consistent on that end of the floor, including Melo? You know, you can do it one possession. Can you do it two possessions in a row, three in a row, four in a row, five in a row? That's the challenge in this league. And it's tough. That's why it's tough to win in this league. And that's why two-way players get paid in this league, because they can do it on both sides of the ball. That's what I'm looking for out of this group. And, you know, and Melo included in that. So that's the challenge right now. What group that can I find night to night that can go out there and guard consistently, be held accountable, and raise our level on the defensive end? That's what I'm looking for right now from all the men on this floor.
Not to single LaMelo out specifically, but, like, what is LaMelo's role in the defensive highs and lows late in the game, like we saw where there were a couple missed assignments late in the game against Washington?
Well, I don't know what specific play you're talking about. I mean, look, guys are on the ball and off the ball. It takes both. I mean, it's not just, you know, I'm locked into my guy on the ball. It starts on the ball. I got to guard my man one-on-one and have that pride and not get beat. Also on the ball is fighting through screens, right? I'm on the ball. I'm guarding a single individual. They run a pick and roll. I got to fight through that screen. You know, there's no magic defense here that's going to save us. I literally have to get through that screen, square the ball up, have pursuit, and play with great pride on that. Then there's another side of, I'm off the ball now. Now there's a pick and roll. There's action going on away from me. I'm responsible for the paint. I got to be in. I got to take care of the weak side, so that ball does not get to the rim. Now, so, and then shot goes up. The third layer of that is just going to be, can we box out? Can we contain the rebound? Can we hit people and go get the rebound? That's the third layer. So all that, you know, everybody controls that. I've got to be good on the ball. I've got to be good off the ball. And when shot goes up, I got to box out. I've never worked on more box outs in my life than I've worked on with this team. We got to be more physical. We got to hit people. I don't have a 20-rebound guy right now. We got to do it collectively. So that's – and we're capable of it. This isn't like some secret or some magic thing that we're asking our guys to do. We're capable of doing this. It just comes down to choosing to do it consistently. That's it. That's the bottom line. And it's all the five men on the floor doing it together. And that's our challenge the rest of the year. We're almost halfway home. I think we got three games to the halfway point. You know, the challenge is going to be, can we grow defensively? But until then, I just got to keep looking for lineups and keep tweaking and adjusting until I find a group that can go out there and consistently guard and be productive on the other end. That's what wins in this league. You got to play both sides of the ball. It's not football. You know, I don't have one assignment to just play defense. I don't have one assignment just to play offense. The beauty of the NBA, the beauty of these NBA players, they got to play both sides of the ball. That's why I think they're the greatest athletes in the world. They got to transition from offense to defense, from defense to offense. It's a beautiful game, but you got to have that ability. The teams that win in this league can do it on both ends consistently. They're not perfect, but there's more consistency than what I'm seeing right now.
Hornets head coach James Borrego on the Technicom hotline, getting you ready for the Hornets and Pistons tonight on Sports Radio FNZ. I mentioned kind of coming into this that it just feels like peaks and valleys, and I think that's kind of across the NBA, right? Mm-hmm. Lose sure. three, win two. Lose three, win five. But for the way that this season has rolled out, what is it, 36, 38 games in the season, has this season been like extra frustrating to you, or does it feel like more of the process?
I mean, the last 2 years have been, it's been a challenge, and everybody's going through it. There's no excuse here. I mean, it has been a grind, though. It's an absolute grind. The teams that are going to stand out are the ones that can stay together, that can ride this out, find some consistency, because to your point, I think there's lack of consistency throughout this league right now, and it's COVID, it's the schedule. I think it's the years, the couple of years put together. There's fatigue here. There's mental fatigue. There's pressures on these young men. There's a lack of practice. There's no practice. There's no shoot-arounds. There's very little development time going on right now. I think it's through you know, across the board. Teams aren't practicing right now. You know, there's just no practice time. If you get a shoot-around, that's a plus. So it's been a challenging couple seasons, and that's okay. That's our job. We just got to we get paid, and that's the beautiful thing. Like, we're still working. We're employed. There's a lot of people out there, Nick, as you know, that are it's a struggle. I mean, it's been a tough couple years for people. We get to play a basketball game. I get to coach a basketball game. I get paid for that. Our players get paid for that. So through all this, there's got to be a sense of gratitude in what we do. Now, is it a grind? Yeah, it's a grind. It's not easy, but we got to stay together. We got to get through this together. We got to find some consistency. Hopefully, as we get healthy and we get, you know, full group back, we'll find that consistency. And, you know, my challenge right now is it's almost become more complicated for me, Nick, as we get whole again. What do we look like? It's almost been easier for me when guys are out. I have those 8 or 9 guys I can go to consistently, and that's our rotation. And guys know there's going to be consistent minutes at these spots. And there's been enough guys in this rotation that have played well that have pushed me to play a 10-man rotation. That's been very complicated for me the last couple of games. So, you know, I've got to find, you know, a group that's more consistent now that will be whole. Hopefully we get PJ back tonight. That adds probably another layer to our depth. But, you know, that's where I got to try to find some consistency for a group. But, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, it's been a challenge. It's been a heck of a challenge. But we get to do this. It's an honor to, you know, coach and play in this league. And that's how we got to approach it, that this is not a woe is me. We get to play, you know, a freaking basketball game and coach it. We got to honor that and play with that type of gratitude and spirit. And I think that's what's going to bring us home the rest of the year, is playing with that type of spirit of gratitude the rest of the way.